This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better
over here. Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on a required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
It's a crazy world we live in. Rob Riggle is the kind of the host of the crazy world at this point.
Yes.
We've seen him do so many things in this life, from ultra charitable to being the founding father of the Big Slick to blockbuster movies and stealing scenes from SNL to, you know, The Hangover.
Mm-hmm.
And he's just one of those guys, and he is a pure Kansas City, and he's just always been so great to everybody, not just us, just everyone he meets walks away going, what a great cat.
What a good dude.
I'm telling you, if you don't believe me, look through his Instagram and look at the comments. People who have just run into him on the street will be like, I met Rob, and then they tell their story, and you're like, Jesus God, he's nice to everyone. I wish it was just us. That would make me feel more special. Apparently, he's a good all-around dude. And like my mom said, I'm not special.
Born April 21st in Louisville, Kentucky, and raised in Overland Park, Kansas, our next guest is a graduate of Shawnee Mission South and the University of Kansas, as well as being a veteran of the United States Marine Corps, who has built an acting career with scene-stealing performances in such films as Step Brothers, The Hangover, The Other Guys, 12 Strong, and 21 Jump Street, as well as being a huge part of raising over $25 million for Children's Mercy Hospital through the Big Slick Celebrity Weekend. He returns to KC next week to host the world's biggest tailgate for the Chiefs' home opener against the Ravens on Thursday. But first, he'll be in Las Vegas on Monday to host the Netflix live extreme eating event, Chestnut vs. Kobayashi, Unfinished Beef. Please welcome longtime friend of the show, Rob Riggle.
Oh, Robert Riggle.
Plastic. That's a great intro, especially at this wee hour of the morning. That gets my blood going, man.
Let me tell you, 5:45 where you sit. What can you see from where you're sitting right now?
Darkness. Just utter darkness.
I'm so sorry.
Like a babe in the woods, just adrift.
God, is there any greater joy in this world than getting up to talk to a radio geek? Like just at 5:40. I mean, could there be anything better than giving up sleep in a world where almost every hour of what you do is accounted for?
You know, with you, count me in. No problem. No problem, my brother.
You are. I hope people truly really understand this. Like, you get up and your day to day, I have no doubt you've got people to meet with, scripts to go over, things to write, different acting jobs to do, other people to go meet with. Like, you will work from sun up to sun down. People, you are a busy, busy guy.
And tack on, I got to get my kid to school.
Oh, that's right.
On time. Otherwise, I'm in trouble. So, yeah. but it's like everybody else. We all got to go to work, you know? No big deal.
Yeah, but, you know, and this is the thing I love, and I'm always so proud of Kansas City because, listen, we all grew up here. You grew up learning how to work. Everyone we knew worked. Our fathers worked. Our mothers worked. It's what you do. And the thing is, you can have all the talent in the world, but man, if you don't work hard at it, if you don't push it out there, if you don't go look for opportunity, it'll pass you by. You have to go out and find it. People think being a star, being famous, always brings you the work, and that is not always the case. You have to go out and really find stuff, man.
Oh, 100%. I think that's probably one of the biggest misconceptions about show business is, you know, people think if you had any kind of success at all that, oh, now you just sit back and it comes to you, and it couldn't be further from the truth, because that now the hustle starts.
Yeah.
So yeah, it's, I learned right after SNL, oh yeah, that's just a gig. And once it's over, you got to find a new gig. Yeah. And then that gig's going to be over. And then you got to find another gig. And then you got to find another gig. And it just never stops. So yeah, you got to, just like everybody else, you got to hustle.
Yeah. So you do. And I see you like work so hard on so many things. And then sometimes I see you take stuff and I go, dude, he's taking that because it makes him laugh. Because he's genuinely amused by it. Like dude, yeah. What you've got taken, because I think this is going to be great. The Chestnut versus Kobayashi that's happening. Like, it's such an absurd part of our culture, and you are the perfect host. You really are. It's a perfect thing, man.
Well, thank you. And yes, I couldn't agree more. I think it's going to be epic in the most American way ever.
Right.
It's truly, these guys don't like each other. Like this is a grudge match. So it's going to be fun. I don't know much about competitive eating, I'll be honest. I'm learning a lot. I did in a movie. I mentioned one of the competitors, Kobayashi, by name, and I really didn't even know much about it other than he ate a ton of hot dogs.
That's exactly right. You ate his legs. Yeah. You ate him out in international waters. That's right.
That's right. That's right. So I'm actually excited to meet the man in person, Takaru Kobayashi, going head to head against legendary New Jersey kid. The golden kid from New Jersey, Joey Chestnut.
Yeah. How do you play it when you host it? Do you play it like Cosell played? Or do you play it like Buck? Like how do you come at it?
I'm going to be, I think, much more animated. I'm going to be coming at it with a true passion. I want all the drama of a WWE.
Yes.
WrestleMania. That's the level of drama I'm searching for. And the beautiful thing is, it's there. I don't have to look very hard. It's there. So it's going to be fun. It's going to be these guys. Like I said, sincerely, they don't care for one another. They want to be the champions. They're here. They're putting it all on the line. They've come up with rules that they've agreed to. So it's a one-time a unique event. So they both had to sign off on the rules. I mean, lawyers were involved. This thing is high drama, high high action. It's going to be fun.
So it's going to be fun. So many questions, Rob. First of all, do we know where the beef started? How it happened? Chestnut versus Kobayashi.
Well, it started back in 2001. This has been over 20 years in the making. Kobayashi was the early leader in the competition, winning many, many head-to-head competitions with Chestnut. But then Chestnut, somewhere in the mid 2000s, 2005, 2006, somewhere in there, Chestnut started getting the upper hand and started winning more and more. And, they both have a tremendous amount of eating titles under their belt. Not just hot dogs. It's all kinds of foods these guys eat. It's truly competitive eating. I'm getting a crash course in it. It's amazing.
Oh, no. Over the years, we've interviewed all of them, and it's always interesting because it's, it really is true that once you do attain a certain level, there you actually don't have to have a second job. Now, some of the guys, like our boy out of Florida works at a porn shop. He and his wife are both competitive eaters. Yeah. And they are, it's Nick. That's right. It's Nick Weary. And he and his wife. But they make enough money through all their different endorsements and the winnings that they get, apparently, to make it work. So this is a competitive world. It's stolen glory. It's the young guy against the older guy, right? Kobayashi is the legend, the guy to be beat. And then this kid comes along and he destroys his record. Oh, it's like Rocky III all over again.
It really is. And the thing is, when you do muscle in on another man's territory or take the crown, whatever, you draw battle lines.
That's
and
right.
Kobayashi. And what amazes me is both these guys, lean and mean. They're not like these tremendous guys who have to be wheeled in. Kobayashi's got an 8-pack and he's ripped and biceps. The man works out. He must, his whole body just must be one big cavity, one big stomach that he just throws stuff in.
Yeah, you would think they'd be fat, but you're right. All the great competitive eaters, even the girls, are just, they're just, and it's disturbing. And what food will they be eating, by the way, Rob? What are they going to be going after?
They're going to be eating hot dogs. Yeah. Now, here's the thing, though. They both agreed to their own very unique set of rules. Because they really want to, you know, there's so many ways around the system. It's like when you made a bet with your friend back in high school. You had to go, okay, so we're about, you had to go by the numbers and be very specific. You know, it is a hot dog eating contest, which means only hot dogs and buns will be counted. They have to be eaten together. They cannot be eaten separately. You cannot dunk them in water. You cannot pour water onto them. You cannot, like, there's a list of rules as long as my arm, and they're very specific, and there'll be penalties if the rules are broken. If you regurgitate, if there's vomit involved, that could be collected and weighed against you. Like, I mean, there's
collected and weighed.
That's great. That is great.
Yeah, like, it's, I mean, when I say this is intense, this has been negotiated. Like, getting these two to even handshake may be a challenge. So. Well,
the hot dog water thing has always, I mean, that's been a staple of, even you talk about, like, the original one at Coney. Like, that's how they always did it, because the buns are so dry, they'd always go in the water and then down the hatch. That the hot dogs would just slide down. Like, these girls, it was remarkable in their ability to eat a hot dog without chewing it. But the buns was the hang up. That was always the big bread, right? So,
yeah.
That's by the way, I love the fact that as Americans, and just the way we're brought up, we're so competitive by nature. Now I'm somehow emotionally involved in this goddamn thing.
It's so true. It's so true. We do. Americans love competition.
Yeah.
It's who we are. And it doesn't matter if it's speed walking or eating hot dogs.
Yeah. Well,
who's first?
And we got another competition coming up, because we got to defend it. The world's largest tailgate. You're going to be hosting that at the Chiefs opener.
Yes, that's it. I'm just happy to be coming home.
Yep.
Two, home opener, Chiefs Ravens, forget about it. And then doing a tailgate that's just loaded with all kinds of really fun, cool competitions. Getting the season started off right, getting the Chiefs faithful excited, loaded up with barbecue and beer. Boulevard Wheat, maybe.
Yep.
And, getting out there, having a good time. Maybe get a shot of Rieger whiskey. Just do some Kansas City things. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Well, I mean, that is the crazy thing is people who don't have a city like ours don't understand that when we say tailgating, it's a sea of humanity, like Woodstock level. When you look out on it, I'm always like, God dang, look at these crazy bastards. And it's people who spend their life savings creating a vehicle to do it. Like, there'll be a bus. There'll be a van.
I've seen those.
Yeah.
Yeah, the old school buses that have been converted into something I would live in and be very happy.
Oh, people with multiple smokers and handing food out to strangers and their carpets out, their TVs there. They've got their mock fireplace. They've done everything, because it's as big a part of the day as the game itself, if not even bigger.
Absolutely. And when I tell people, I'm going to Arrowhead this weekend, or I'm going back for a game, you can see them. They get excited and they go, oh, I've heard about the tailgating. I've heard about the barbecue. And you're like, oh, yeah. And then it becomes almost like a privileged invitation. It's like, you know, well, maybe I'll take you someday. Maybe. I don't know if you deserve it.
If you show you're worthy of a tailgate.
Exactly.
And,
exactly.
And then you'll be hosting the world's largest tailgate. Will Guinness be on hands? Is this an official call?
I don't know. I hope so. Okay. I think they just show up at Arrowhead anyway.
Yeah,
just
of course.
Just to be safe, because there's always some record being broken out there.
Oh, yeah. Well, so, whether it's the audio, it's here's the thing that's so weird. I mean, I've seen it now all over the world. I was in London to see AC/DC, Rob, and we're walking through the tube.
Amazing.
And my buddy Chuck goes, look at that. And there's a dude coming up the escalator in front of us in a Mahomes jersey. And we had to catch him. He wasn't American.
How awesome. That's so pleasing.
I was like, we're from Kansas City. We're from Kansas City. I desperately wanted to make a connection with this guy, like, to show him, like, you should know me now, because I'm from the same city as the guy you're wearing.
I, I'm telling you, I was in Europe this summer myself, and I saw Chiefs gear, Patrick Mahomes jersey specifically, but I saw Chiefs gear in Europe this year. And I was like, that's right, baby. KC's got that global footprint. What you going to do?
Well, and then I took off on a bike run a couple weeks ago and went through Memphis and down to Mississippi through New Orleans and back up into Nashville. And I also realized that we are no longer America's second favorite team, which traditionally it was always like wherever you lived. If you were, you know, if you were in Pittsburgh, you're like, the Steelers. But I tell you what, those Chiefs, I love them. I hope they do well. They no longer say that. Those days are gone. We're not beloved underdogs anymore. And that shocked me. That really, I'm like, we're the Chiefs. Everybody loves us. No.
Yeah. Well, it comes with the territory. If you're going to be a champion, it's lonely at the top.
And indeed it is.
And everybody wants to be where you are, and they would trade places with us in a heartbeat. So, you know, all I can say to the haters is I'm sorry. Wait in line. And also sorry, not sorry.
That's
Suck
right.
it. we waited a long time for this. We're gonna enjoy it, and our team is full of great guys, and they go out there and earn it every year. So
no, it really is magical. It is. It's one of those things that there will be documentaries and movies about this era of the Chiefs, and even, you know, I'm not a giant sports guy, but I stand back and I look at this and I go, this phenom young quarterback comes in and he changes the game. That in itself is a big story. Then these underdogs who are always beloved from the middle of the country, not East Coast, not West Coast. And then this the partnership of he and Kelsey. And then you add in the Taylor Swift saga of the whole thing. And I think it's real love. I don't think it's a Hollywood get together. I don't think neither of them need to be more famous, right? Like it's real. And I mean, the odds of that storybook idea is they would never write it into a movie because it wouldn't be believable.
Yeah, you're right. That's what makes it so fun. That's what makes it so intriguing. It's real. It's happening. I love it too, because I don't know. There's something about winning that just makes everybody, one, feel good, but it just feels like all ships rise.
That's right.
In a setting like that, where, I don't know, Kansas City feels like it's enjoying some form of ascension. It's happening in our sports teams, but beyond that,
yes,
you see it happening on the streets and in the businesses that are flocking to Kansas City. I think we have good policies, you know, there that are business friendly, and you're seeing this growth.
Yes, I think you're right. Yes.
You know, you see this wonderful growth, and it's wonderful. I just love it because I've always loved Kansas City, always will. It's always going to be my home. So it just makes it even more brag-worthy. So it's a great thing, and the Chiefs are a cornerstone of that, for sure.
And I'll let you go back to bed, or at least get your kid to school. But again, man, again, congratulations to all of you Kansas Cityans who formed the founding fathers of the Big Slick. You're past 25 million. It's a testament to how people were raised here, for sure.
You know, I got to say, Kansas City does such a good job of showing up for Big Slick and for Children's Mercy. Hats off to Kansas City for doing that, for making people feel so welcome. I had one of the impractical jokers, James Murray. Mm-hmm. And he's come for the last 2 years to Big Slick. I did the show, I met the guys, I had so much fun. Of course, I invited them, and James has come for the last 2 years. He's doing a movie. We were supposed to do it up in Canada. He asked me to be part of it. I said yes, because he's a friend and I love him. When he found out the Missouri Film Commission was offering the same kind of tax breaks that Canada was, he was like, well, I love Kansas City. He fell in love with Kansas City. We're doing the movie in Kansas City now.
Get out of here, man. When do you, can you talk about your shooting dates, or is it going to happen soon?
It's going to happen soon. And it's going to happen beginning of October.
So that's fantastic, man.
Yeah. So it's going to be a lot of fun. And I was just stoked that, I think it was, listen, he came, he saw, he loved it. As soon as he thought it was the, you know, right thing, he's like, let's do the movie there.
Tell me this.
I was like, heck yeah.
Tell me this, man. Is this the first time you've shot a movie in the location of Kansas City?
Yes.
how great is that for you as well, man? I mean, what a great homecoming. The city you grew up in, you're shooting a movie in now. Like, that's, and I know it's just a weird side note, but to me, like, I love that kind of thing. Like, that's the stuff that sticks with me.
Absolutely. And I think there's, I've got my fingers crossed. There's more to come.
That's great.
Hats off to the Missouri Film Commission.
Yep.
For doing what they're doing, because they're making they're making it right, which is good, making it appealing. They're doing what some other states are doing, and I hope it works.
And Murr and all those guys, I think, have held on to the genuine heart that they all started with. You know, they're all East Coast Jersey guys, and they're still as good as they were the first time we ever interviewed them. And we've all done it. Like, I've seen reality show guys, and they're more than that, but I've seen it go from like really amazingly normal, great human beings to talk to like, oh God damn, I can't even talk to you anymore. Tuttle Jr. Yeah. I mean, like, these guys,
they're the absolute salt of the earth. I was recently filming at the end of August in New York, and I went out and had dinner with Joe and Sal. And then we went to watch Adam Ray do some comedy down at the Gramercy, and we had the best night. It was just so fun. They are the absolute salt of the earth. Great guys. They come and they support Big Slick. But that's beside the point. They're just great individuals.
Yeah, dude, I love to see the good guys win. It does. It raises all the ships. It really does, man. It gives us all hope. When good guys win, and I really mean this with all my heart, it makes me feel better every day.
Good. Yeah, me too.
Yeah, I love you, brother. Listen, you try to get some rest. I appreciate you getting up. I know it's 6 o'clock in the morning where you are, but I can't wait to see you.
Dude, don't even think about it. Totally worth it. I always love talking to you, and thanks for having me.
You are the great Rob Ringer.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
For the past 3 seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a 4th season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.